Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, family. How are you and how are the children? Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have another segment of To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, and you're a writer. Now, how do you handle that when you have the spirit of writing in you and you want to write all the time? You find a venue, a platform to write from, whether it be a blog, whether it be articles, whether it be submitting your own newsletter. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You teachers out there should be submitting newsletters once a month, if not quarterly. It's very important to put out a newsletter of all the great things you do. And it would make your parents stay on top of things. I've always written a newsletter for my parents, and they really were pleased, even if it was just a one-pager. They see what I was doing in my classroom and find out where they want to volunteer. I always had a volunteer section there so they could come in and get in where they fit in. My class was somewhat like a teaching lab. We had parents coming in all the time. They were assigned to each one of our billboards, and they put those poster boards up and created the atmosphere. They felt like they had access to the room, and they were part of it. They bought into my program, and they supported me. They gave me a free hand to teach while they did the tedious parts of cutting and pasting and pinning and posting on the bulletin board. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you're good teachers, you always have your bulletin board parents that are volunteering on a day-to-day basis. You want to even get those parents in there to be room mothers and get the men involved. By all means, they are good room mothers. One of the things I always advocate is that you must open your doors to your parents, and they're going to keep peeping in. And those mothers that come frequently, put them to work. Don't send them away. Once you have your parents fully vested in what you're doing, they will show up at all of the field trips, 100 strong. One of the things I was noted for was for bringing the parents out. They supported me in my field trips 100 strong the majority of the time. We never had to look for chaperones. They were always there. We're a family, and that's how the classroom should be. Why don't you write about those experiences? Those are some experiences to write about. Now, we've been talking about writing from your own perspective, writing about your family problems, issues. It doesn't matter if you're telling on yourself. Either way, you could get paid for it to talk about what goes on in your family, create an avenue where you make it a teaching tool. Now, I've been taking my venue to make it a short story now going into a playwright. I want to make my stories into a playwright for the benefit of my older sister so she can benefit from the stories that are being told while she yet lives, so she can get a chance to view what others think of her and her story can be told. I'd like to continue on with that story of Aunt Maddie's sister's kids are coming to stay at our house. We haven't gotten to those detailed parts yet, and boy, will you be in for a treat when you hear the remaining portion of it. And it will probably give you a little insight into the Harveys and the Jiggers and the Brackens family life. It's okay, because we're teaching parenting skills here, and there's nothing wrong with it. And hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, this will be written into a play so we can present to the city. It's been around now for a couple of years, and I'm now ready to do something with it. And I want you to join in as we listen. Now, yesterday we talked about Moses. Will you become a Moses? We talked about Harriet Tubman and her struggle to create the Underground Railroad. She talked about the movement and how important it is to be a part of a movement. Well, being in this room, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know you're a part of a movement. We're not just the average care to read room. We are a conscious-minded group who are agitating those sleepy-head people who have nothing to do but chitter-chatter, and we are agitating those who have real problems to solve so they can get up and go and make a change and a difference in their community. That's what it's all about. So don't think it's strange that we're talking all around the subject of reading and talking on the subject of consciousness. That's right. We want you to be free. It doesn't make for you to know all this information and have no freedom. What Moses told you yesterday was, give me liberty or give me death. I gave you an example and a story of what I've gone through and my mission. And for those of you who weren't here yesterday, that's what Omi testified about her mission abroad, going overseas and being the class agent for many women. It's okay to reach out and become an advocate. It's okay to allow God to use you. It's quite okay. And I wanted you to hear that story for the benefit when my story comes out, the testimony of the real sister soldier, then you will have an idea what's behind it. That's right. I write from my experience, ladies and gentlemen, and I also sing from my experience. Every good writer must have a theme song, and every good writer must have a musical theme song that enter into a place. And right about now, I'm going to play my theme song. I'm about ready to do my thing and play my theme song, getting ready for the Friday Kick It Up Day. So if you got your dancing shoes on, why don't you go with me as Omi plays her theme song that was created in Germany. I will be using this theme song quite frequently, so get used to hearing it. It's a part of the program. Here we go. So, you know, when you're an artist, you write, you sing a little, you do a little bit of all those things. It is okay. And that is a theme song that was used for all of my shows. And it's something that we ought to do when we are writers and composers. Because there are opportunities when you create your theme songs so you can use.
And the light will
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's just a sample of a theme song. And if most of you could recognize the lyrics of that song, that is Anita Baker's song, If You're in the Valley. That was my theme song all over Germany before I did anything. I opened with that theme song, and I also opened for MC Light with that theme song. It was a lot better acoustic. This is on the audio cassette, so when you go in the studio, you know it's a lot clearer and better. Now, I wanted you just to hear that to give you an idea of how to create your ringtones. And if you're putting together a whole package and you want to be a complete package, you want ringtones. That will be one of my ringtones along with the other one I have created. And those are some of the things you put together other than your clothesline, your app, and your ringtones if you want to be a complete package. Now, if you're a writer, you have all those memoirs in your collection. And in addition to your writing. So, ladies and gentlemen, just helping you along with understanding what it means to be a good writer and a conglomerate of many different things. We're going to go right in and do our libation and pay high respects to our higher self right now. And because of time, we are going to dedicate a glass of water to our mother and our father, and we will acknowledge Oladudamare Akamare, and we will give him thanks and acknowledgement. We don't want to get too far, of course, that we allow all these spirits to come and take over our radio station without acknowledging our higher self. So let us do that right away. I like to pour libations to Akamare, Oladudamare, and Oromola. We recognize you today and say Ashe. I like to pour libations, a glass of water to my father's spirit, Oromola, Obatala, and I say Ashe. I pour a glass of water to my mother, my Yeye spirit, and that is Yamenja, Ashe. We acknowledge my true bloodline father and mother, Clara Jenkins and Robert Jenkins. We say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. And may every family that's represented here be blessed down to the thousand generations. May they have what they say, and may they speak abundance over their life. And may each and every one of their children who are traveling through the loins be blessed. And may every child that they birth bring into the home have a statement, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And so be it, so let it be done. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi on the line. I'm calling and talking right from my studio. And ladies and gentlemen, there's much to be had here in the studio. And I want to acquaint you to the writing workshop. We've been talking about writing and putting your words into writing. Yesterday, I introduced you to Tales from the Lily Pad. We want to continue on with that one story. Aunt Maddie's sister's kids are coming to stay at our house. I thought I'd give you that little introduction of that little music. I hope I didn't bore you too much. But nevertheless, we're going to continue on with Aunt Maddie's sister's kids are coming to stay at our house. Boy, this will be a treat.
I'm telling you, I'm just surprised at my nieces. And Ruby, I'm just so happy to have you here, girl. Sit on over there, Ruby, and pop your feet up. Dumbo, come down here and make your Auntie Ruby a cup of hot chocolate. Ruby, do you still make those apple turnovers like you used to? Oh, yeah, Maddie, I love making those. I'll probably make y'all some in the morning. And how's about that? In the morning, I'll make some. I'll get up early and do that. But right now, I'm going to try to rest up a little bit. Well, look, go on up into my bedroom, Ruby. Relax yourself, unload your stuff, and take it easy. It's no rush. Take it easy. Okay? Well, you know, May, I think I may have to call that doctor's office tomorrow to find out exactly which day I'm supposed to go back. And I know he said something possible next Friday, you know, calling to see if I need to come in for the biopsy. Is that okay? If I have to leave the children, look, Ruby, don't you worry about it. You got your brother-in-law, Pete, here, and you got me, your favorite sister. Don't worry about a thing. family is family. And when blood calls, blood answers. And you call upon us, and we'll support you. Come up there, relax yourself. Don't worry about it. Okay? I'm just going to chat with the girls a little bit, and I'll be back up there to see if everything's okay. Tell Deborah, come on down here. That's my girl, Deborah. Tell Deborah, come on down. She's still smart like she used to be. Deborah! Hey, Deborah, you still smart. You remember you used to come over here, and I used to let you take my bank book, write my checks for me, add everything up. You still smart? Auntie Mary, you know, I don't do as much adding as attracting up in the bank book. Mama don't give me that kind of responsibility at home. I don't do that. Saying everything. I don't, Deborah. You know I don't. Oh, yes, you do, Saying. You have control of everything. You run everything just like you run the household. And, you know, Auntie Mary, Saying, you know, she thinks she grown something. Look, stop it. I'm not going to have it. Y'all ain't come here to argue like that. This is a special moment. It's a correct moment, and I ain't going to have it. Because ain't nothing but love rules between all of us this time. And your mama's here, and everything is everything, okay? Now, y'all go up there and enjoy your cousins and nieces and nephews. All right. Next scene, Friday morning, Gooby talks to Maddie. Maddie, I made that call, and the doctor told me that I need to come down there, that, you know, this test that he did showed that there's a little problem of a blockage somewhere in my stomach where a bowel ain't moved like it's supposed to. And I'm going to have to come in for them to try to see what they can do. Oh, ain't nothing serious, Maddie. Don't go crying. But look, I'll be down there in that surgery and out in no time. No time. Ruby, what if you don't come out? What if something happens? What if you don't make it? Look, man, promise me. Promise me, no matter what happens, you keep the children together. Don't separate none of them. I don't care if Clifford's children or parents ask for the children. Don't separate them, please, Maddie. Maddie, promise me you won't separate them. Promise me you'll keep them together. I promise you, Ruby. I promise you. I'll do everything I can to keep them together. Now, when you need to get your bus ticket so you need to get back, I'll be having to do that this evening, Maddie. Bring all the children in if I can tell them. Will you please? Fran, Deborah, Kiki, Poncho, LaVon, and the twins, y'all come down here. Your mama got something to tell you. Yes, ma'am. Kids, I have to go back for operation. Oh, it's nothing. Don't you go sniffling, Fran. You're the oldest. Deborah, y'all stay together. I'm going to have this surgery, and everything's going to be okay. Your mom, your auntie. Do everything she tell you, because she ain't going to tell you nothing wrong. She my favorite sister. I told her something should happen. I wanted to keep y'all together. None of y'all be separated. I'll be down here, but God has control, okay? And I want you to give me your blessing so that God will go with me on this. Give me your blessing. Put a smile on y'all face. I'll be leaving in a second. OP. Can you take me over to the bus station? I need to leave around 3 o'clock in order to get there in time. No problem, Ruby. I'll be ready to take you in a second, okay? All right, kids, y'all come on so we can go on out to the car. Walk me out to the car. Come on, walk with me. I want you to do everything your aunt tell you. You help around the house. You know what I taught you. You're not lazy, children. But, Mom, what if you don't come back? Mom, what will happen? Will we have to stay here forever? Listen here, Kiki. Forever. What does forever mean? Well, you know what I mean, Mom. If you don't come back and you don't make it through this operation. Who said I wasn't going to make it through this operation? But you know, Mom, how things can go. Sometimes the doctor may not be able to save you. You know. If you don't make it, what's going to happen to us? I told y'all nothing's going to happen to me, and I don't want no crying out. Y'all twins, brother and Bandora, y'all babies, but y'all going to have to grow up. I got to go. Give me a kiss so I can go. Bye, Mom. Take care, Mom. Call us, Mom. Ruby, call me when you get in. Okay, girl. I'll take care of everything you told me. I'll see you. Love you. Next couple of days, the phone rings. Hello, this is Maddie. Yes, Ruby, Bracken, that's my sister. She was having surgery there today. Is this a doctor? The nurse? What seems to be the problem? You lost Ruby. How did you lose Ruby? What do you mean you lost Ruby? My sister? You lost my sister? Oh, no, you didn't lose my sister. What happened? Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, Jesus, Mother Mary, mercy, have mercy today. Oh, Jesus. P, come here, P. Ruby didn't make it. She didn't make it. Oh, Lord, how am I going to tell the children she didn't make it? Sam and Deborah, your mom, she didn't make it. What you mean mom didn't make it, Auntie Maddie? Don't say that. My mama did make it. Don't say that. I'm going down there. I'm going to see what happened. Sam, if you want to go, I'll get your train ticket so you can get there faster. And you go down there and see what's going on. You may have to make the razor. Auntie Maddie, I'm strong. I can handle it. Make the razor so I can go. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. But in the meantime, y'all children are staying with me. Y'all ain't going nowhere. I gave my word, and not one of y'all will be separated. Y'all all will be staying at my house. The end.
Ladies and gentlemen, that wasn't quite the end. There was a quiet ceremony and singing and rejoicefulness, and I'd like to tune you in to that part and segment of the show where the music kept going on and the children began to realize what a great person they lost.
Direction and the help of the community, of course.
She spared those 18 children, and she's still here today to live to talk about it. But no one has saw fit to tell her story. I've tried to tell her story in other ways, but this is the opportunity that I have of trying to share my sister's story of her being a heroic angel, a guardian angel. This book doesn't happen to be entitled Guardian Angel, but Black Angel. And I announce that she is one of the true, real Black Angels. So salute her and embrace her, Maddie Rube Harvey. So. This is my mama. Even though my mama was taken at the age of 2, God has always found a way to bring me a mama. Maddie Rube Harvey, you've been the greatest mama to me. Thank you for being my mama.
And no one else can do what you said. You'll always be.
You will always be the love of my life. Oh, mama, mama, you know we love you. Oh, oh, mama. Mama, you're the queen of our hearts. Oh, I know from the
tell their stories. And I'm sure there's some great stories out there, and I invite you to bring your stories into the Care to Read room. These are just some segments of the Lily Pod, bringing it to you so that when you do hear the name from the Lily Pod, you can come out and participate, ladies and gentlemen, and you can support us in our efforts as we begin to start to write from our experience. And it's okay to write from your experience, because those are the stories that are more convincing. This is the Writer's Workshop, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to invite you teachers in. Bring your students' work in and read it. Come on in tomorrow, because tomorrow is a kick-it-up day, and we are going to be kicking it up rather proper. Like, we are going to bring another one of those blasts from the past. The spirit is going to visit us tomorrow. This is an ancient one. Imhotep will be visiting us tomorrow from the spirit, and he's going to just take over the show just like Harriet did and tell us exactly what our ancestors want us to know thyself and to understand that there were some ancestors that built the pyramid, preceded us, and that laid the foundation. Imhotep will be telling us some mighty powerful things about history, about the now, the upper and the lower now. He's going to also be telling us about every year how it rained at the same time and the silk poured over into the land where there were minerals for days to plenish the land. He's going to also be telling us about Aesculapius and how the staff of the serpent was created for the medicine emblem, and how the names of our ancestors were changed from the African status to the Greek status, and how there is no Greek philosophy but African philosophy, and how so many people like Aristotle, Homer, came and took their learning up under an African, and they were persecuted when they went back to tell the Greeks how they got their learning. It's going to be a fantastic day in the Care to Read room tomorrow. You don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Harriet visited us yesterday. Who knows if her spirit will show up again? Moses is always going through the underground. She might even show up tomorrow, too, to give us the second half of her story, because Moses traveled for miles and miles all the way to another country called Canada. Wasn't it fantastic when she found out that her people couldn't stay in the United States? So she was just like Garvey. She got tired of fooling with the United States and trying to get benefits for African Americans. She decided just to move to Canada, to the land of the free, so that they could have their full freedom. Now, I bet she didn't quorum over whether or not she should have her Visa card. She just got the Visa card and moved to Canada because there was so much suffering going on at that time. Now, Harriet has set examples for us. She had nothing but her pistol and her faith to travel with, and she created what is better known as the Underground Railroad, the Invisible Train. She didn't even have shoes and had brothers that were not as strong as her, so they couldn't role model for her. They turned back. Even her first husband turned back. But she found faith yet, and she found commitment to stick with it. I'm telling you, you got to be like a Moses. You got to stick with your writing. And I don't care who tells you it's not good, keep writing. Just don't write on the walls, you little ones. Please, find a pen and pad to write on. Now, the only way you're going to be writing on the walls is that your mother puts up the baseboard paper to write on. Other than that, you're going to write on pen and pad. Now, how many of you feel inspired to go out and write your first blog? Well, I did. I hadn't did anything in the area of blogs all year, but I've been putting up websites and pages. You'll find me as a social media all over. I like to write. So therefore, whenever they intrigue me, I like to put information down. So that's how I got to be a social media. And one of the things I did do was put my blog up, and I talked about this show. So for that website that is supposed to be published, that hasn't been published yet, Luxor Education for Family, Luxor Family Education, on that blog I have written about what goes on in this room. That's why I told you, ladies and gentlemen, I tell on myself. So you don't have to worry about what Omi's doing. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. My life is an open book. It's not secretive. So I talked about the writing lab and what we're doing in this room. Now, guess what? I am going to be a national icon now. I am a partner of the National Global Education. We are presenting online a five-day conference online. So you teachers need to go out and register. It is a symposium online. It is free. It is free. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm one of the partners. You will be able to see Luxor Family Education as one of the partners. However, this year I opt not to present. I'm still not sure if I'm going to present because we need supportive people to help you when you're presenting. I might take advantage of going to all the workshops and seminars. I want you to go online and sign up. One of them might even be a writing lab that you might want to attend, but they're definitely for teachers around the globe. There will be people from all over the diaspora that will be attending that National educational conference. This is their second, I think it's their 14th annual conference, if I'm not mistaken. But you definitely want to Google that and go online on the 14th and sign up to be a part of that conference online. That should be fantastic. I'm all fired up about it because our organization was selected to be a partner. And isn't that a grand thing? We're fairly new consumer and family education, but we want to talk more about parent education and how to become a parent, how to become a certified family life educator. There are credentials that you can obtain and a license for a certified family life educator. For those of you who just want to be a family life educator, you don't have to get certified. You can get the training. And that's one of the things that I wanted to present in the classroom, if time permits. I probably won't be able to do it because I need someone to assist me. Or we were going to be doing a literacy coach workshop. The main thing is that you understand that in this room, we're involved in a whole lot of other things. So sometimes we just can't get on the show. Sometimes I'm traveling. Sometimes I'm out speaking. Sometimes I'm out gathering up business. Now, the biggest thing that I want you to understand is this is not just a show for interviewing people. It's a show to inform you. And we'll be getting more into interviewing. Matter of fact, we have a gentleman we're going to be interviewing next week. And he'll be coming on probably on a regular basis. We're going to be talking to him about email conferencing. And he was on once before. He'll be coming on with a partner, hopefully, to talk about their new apps that they're creating and how you could benefit from using the email conferencing, and literally your emails could be read right on your cell phone, and your apps would allow you to communicate as well. We're getting into some high technology, ladies and gentlemen, and there are going to be tools for writing to help us. They even have some language tools that will help you interpret languages from all over the world. I used to use something called Dragon Naturally Speaking, and I would speak into the computer, and it would type as I speak, and I could get my work done faster and fill in the blanks of the words they leave out. It's getting to be so high-tech that if you don't stay abreast on this Internet, your writing can become obsolete with the pen and pencil. That's right. Everything's done from a technical aspect. We're writers in this room, and we're encouraging you who are young, gifted, and black to take advantage of your youth today and start putting your work out there, start looking for opportunities to be an entrepreneur, because writing is where it's at. If you can articulate well in written word, you can find your way in society, whether it be through books, whether it be through playwrights, but it's very necessary that you write every day. I don't want anyone coming in here telling me that I don't write because I don't have the time. Pick up your computer, post to your web, post to your blog, but do something. I don't care what it is. Push the pencil. Now, we're not inviting you in here just to sit back and let us do all the talking. We want to invite you in to call in to our numbers tomorrow and be a part of the show. The first person that calls in tomorrow will get a chance to talk to Imhotep. Tell him what you want. He'll be here tomorrow. He's going to show up, and he's going to tell everyone to listen up. We have ancestors who did more than just write. They wrote on all the walls and left their hieroglyphics all over the wall, and they wrote so much that they left their history behind on the walls that they used chisel and stone to create. That's how difficult it was for them to write. Now here we have pen and paper, and we won't even pick up pen and paper to write. I'm urging you, young people, start writing now. Be literate. Don't walk in and ask somebody, can you put your X? You should be able to put your signature and write from your own concepts and experiences.